Blog Talk Radio.
I watch your face while you are asleep.
Yeah.
Arresting grace.
This is for you, haters.
I want to keep.
This is for everybody around the world. tell a friend about this internet radio. It's called Faith is Power Radio. You know, very soon we're going to hit worldwide, internationally. No false doctrine, sorry. Don't say anything that's not according to the word. But I hope you enjoy this show. And tomorrow we're going to continue doing this show the whole week. All right? God bless.
Last week, and we will pick up where we left off and continue this week, so that there is some continuity of thought. Allow me to read the entire story at this point. How many of you were here last week? Amen. Okay, so you've already been prepped. I've been chewing on this whole roadside service all week, you know. It just stays in my spirit, in my mind. I can't seem to get it out of my mind that God is saying something to the church through Blind Bartimaeus that we need to hear. And it is my hope that you will find yourself in the text today, that the text would be relevant to the contemporary circumstances that you confront at this present moment, and God would make it revelatory and significant to the thing that you prayed about this week. It is my prayer that God would answer you today, and that you would have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Wouldn't it be a tragedy for God to answer and you not be able to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church? We're going to read. If you're not incapacitated, we would ask you to stand out of respect to the Word of God. Again, the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 10, verse 46. If you don't have a Bible, somebody next to you ought to have one. And if they're so mean they won't share it with you, just bring them to the forefront so we can cast the devil out of it. It's a bad thing to stand beside somebody so hateful they won't share their Bible. That's just really bad. Verse 46 through 52. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. Shut up, man, you're making too much noise. But he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good cheer, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go on, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And so ends the reading of the Word of God. We are preaching a message called Roadside Service. Roadside. If you've ever been stuck on the side of the road, you know how important it is to have roadside service. You can do a lot of maintenance on your car in the service station or take it back to the dealership and have a lot of things done, but it still doesn't mean that you won't have some sort of inadvertent accident or tragedy, rod thrown, piston shot, a battery gives out, fuel injection system stops, spark plug gives in and you find yourself stuck on the side of the road. Blowout, a new tire can blow out on you, defective, and you find yourself stuck on the side of the road. It doesn't mean that you didn't take care, but things, how many of you know things happen? Yeah, things happen. We're going to go into this. Father, I thank you for the word that we've already read and already begin to preach. Let the word be made flesh today. I thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Have your way in the midst of your people. I'm not afraid to thank you for things I haven't seen you do yet. I can thank you now and you can do it later. Bless thy name, oh God. I praise you. Work it out, Lord, in Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. You may be seated. Last week, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Let me mention this before I get into the word of God. If there are any of you that have to go to work early, you have emergencies, or there's some reason that you can't sit through the service, rather than to interrupt the service once I start and walk out around the altar call, we certainly appreciate you worshiping with us today. And if you need to exit now, feel free to do so. We're gradually training our people to respect the house of the Lord and respect the altar call and not to seize it as an opportunity to try to rush out the door and get ahead of everybody else because we think we're important too. Most importantly, God's word is important. Amen. Last week, blind Bartimaeus was stuck on the highway side and he was begging. He was in a terrible situation. He needed deliverance. And I challenge you, if you didn't get the message last week, please get the tape. It's the only way that you can totally appreciate what I'm going to be saying this week. He was stuck on the side of the road, and we spent a great deal of time talking about what it was like to be stuck on the side of the road. And when we begin to think about it, we begin to understand it, that when blind Bartimaeus sat by the highway side begging, he sat there, a lot of traffic, a lot of people coming and going, moving in and out, but all blind Bartimaeus could do was sit by the highway side begging. It's amazing if you keep on living what you have to go through in life. It's amazing how things happen to you in life. I mean, things that you can't fix, things that you can't do anything about, things that you can't predict. That's the problem. If I could see it coming, I could have been prepared for it. But have you ever had life cold cock you? I mean, just hit you out of nowhere. I mean, just sucker punch you, knock the wind out of you, and you never saw it coming, and you just had to sit through it. You just got to sit through it. There are some things that have happened to me in my life that I didn't order, I didn't want, I didn't plan, and I didn't like, but I had to just sit through it. Almost like somebody sick with the flu, it's got to run its course. You can't do anything about it, you got to sit through it. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. People coming and going, people leaving him, laughing at him, kicking him, spitting at him, spitting on him, alienating him, ostracizing him, criticizing him. But he had to be able to sit through it. Only the strong survive. Yeah. Anybody you see surviving life, you ought to respect them a little bit just because they're still here. If I didn't progress, the fact that I didn't allow it to destroy me deserves a certain amount of respect because I endured stuff you ain't seen yet. I face stuff that you haven't been exposed to yet, and I learned that you don't fix everything and you don't straighten everything out. Some stuff, mother, you just got to sit through it. You just got to buckle your seatbelt, fasten yourself in, and say, come hell or high water, I'm going to sit through it. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. What makes you able to sit through it? You sit through sickness, you sit through death, you sit through divorce, you sit through misfortune, you sit through downsizing on your company and in your plan. One day you got a job, the next day you don't have a job. Today they like you, tomorrow they don't like you. You marry somebody who loves you today, and 3 years later they abhor your breath, and all you can do is sit through it. You don't know from moment to moment what's going to happen next, and you got to sit to it. You got to know what blind Bartimaeus knows. If you sit by the highway side long enough, you know that whatever happened, that it comes to pass. And if you just sit long enough, trouble will pass you by after a while. Have you ever sat through something that you thought would kill you, but because you were steadfast and stable, you saw it come to pass? Weeping may endure for a night, oh, but joy cometh in the morning. And sometimes you just got to take it like a man. You just got to sit through it. Touch your neighbor and say, sit through it. And Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Begging, waiting on something, somebody, some help, some comfort, some care. He sat through it. One day he heard. You say, Jesus, is that the one from Nazareth? Is that the one that went to the tomb of Lazarus and called Lazarus out of the grave and the dead man came out leaping? Is that the same Jesus that the woman with the issue of blood pressed her way through the crowd and came up? She was out of money and out of strength, touched the hem of his garment. Is that the same Jesus that stopped the widow of Nain in the middle of a funeral processional and touched the bier and her dead son got up out of the grave? Is it the same Jesus that was caught up in a tornado? They woke him up out of a sleep. He pushed sleep out of his eye and said, peace be still. And the winds and waves obeyed his will. Is that the same Jesus who took two fish and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000? Is it that Jesus? And the Bible said that he cried out, hey, Jesus! Hey, Mr. Jesus! Mr. Jesus! Hey, man! Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He cried out. You know, he cried. He cried out unto God. He cried and he told him, shut up, man. Don't be hollering at Mr. Jesus. You shut up. You ain't blind. Jesus! Sometime a boy's got to do what a boy's got to do. Have you ever gotten in a situation where you didn't have time to worry about what people thought about you? Whatever it took for you to get out of that situation, I got to get out of it. Look at your neighbor and say, I may have to holler in here. I'm stuck in a mine shaft. I may have to holler. I'm stuck on the side of the road, baby. I may have to holler. The enemy's trying to abort my prophecy. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. By the highway side begging. When we left off last Sunday, the man was screaming like a lunatic. He was hollering like he lost his mind. He was yelling at the tops of his lungs because he didn't want this moment to pass him by. When you know it's your moment, come hell or high water, I don't want this moment to pass me by. If I have to change neighborhoods, if I have to change churches, if I have to move down the street, if I have to dye my hair, change my clothes, if I have to run out the house with one shoe on and one shoe off, I can't let this moment pass me by. Jesus! Hey! can't leave me like this. Don't let me keep coming to church and not get no better. Have mercy on me. Shut up. No, no, I won't shut up. Who else can help me? Who else can deliver me? Who else can deliver? Have mercy on me. And when we walked out of here last Sunday, we were screaming his name. Touch your neighbor and say, there's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help me preach your word. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. There's help. There's help, y'all. Y'all say, hear me. Then help y'all. Then help in the name of Jesus. And the Bible said that when he had screamed the second time. See, there's a difference between somebody who's on the first time around and somebody that's on their second time around. Some been there, done that people. That's what I call them. I call them been there, done that people. I've been through too much to worry about what you think or what you say. I'm on my second time around. If the Lord don't help me, I'll never get out of this. I already messed up my first time. I already tried it and blew it. Now I got nothing to lose. I don't care about nothing. I'm going to holler. I don't care. Jesus! My mama used to laugh at me hollering. She said, boy, I ain't never seen nobody who could holler like you in all of my life. I could scream. I could scream when I was a child. One day I got to screaming when I was a child, and everybody in the neighborhood came out of their house in the middle of the night with flashlights. They thought somebody was dead. I wasn't dead. I was just showing my brother that if he hit me again. I said, I dare you. I scream. I wake up everybody in the neighborhood. I got to screaming. I could scream. I mean a blood-curdling scream. God should have known then that God was calling me to preach. In this life, you got to be able to holler for help sometimes. See, people that are not predisposed to expressing themselves have trouble with prayer and spirituality because they get in trouble and they are more concerned about their image than they are their deliverance. And sometimes it's difficult for them to be successful in many areas of their life because they are non-communicative. They go to doctors and they won't tell the doctor exactly what's wrong. They want the doctor to figure it out.
Come on.
They get married and they won't communicate with their spouse. They want the spouse to have mental telepathy. They're not successful in any area where they have to communicate how they feel. They do real well with communicating facts, but when it comes to expressing emotions, they clam up. And anytime something is shut up down inside of you and it doesn't ventilate, you don't get the deliverance that you need. People that are able to get help quickly are able to get help quickly because they don't mind crying out for what they need. Look at somebody and say, I need it. See, I think if I need it, it's an emergency. If I need something, I'm going to tell you that I need it. I'm not going to leave you to figure it out. I'm not going to leave breadcrumbs, nor smoke signals, nor send pigeons. If it's important to me, I'm going to tell you, I say, hey, I'm in trouble. And let me tell you, I'm in trouble, man. Hey, you got to get over here quick, because I'm in trouble. I need some help, like, right now. You got to say what you want and mean what you say. Jesus! When we left off Sunday, we were screaming, and the problem with that is that many times that's where we stop. We get the breakthrough. We ventilate. We express ourselves, and it stops there. And if we stop there, we don't continue on. We will sabotage the integrity of this text. For the power in this text is a residual benefit that resulted from a man who was able to express his dilemma openly and unashamedly in the midst of controversy and people who didn't like it. It didn't matter to him that he was controversial because he was in a crisis. And when you're in a crisis, you can't worry about your critics. You just got to do. Y'all help me because I feel like preaching that. You just got to do what you got to do. This is an emergency. This is a crisis. And I don't care how you criticize me, because until you've been through what I've been through, you won't react like I'm reacting. If you were blind where I'm blind, you would holler, "Help! Jesus, son of David." And the Bible says that when he hollered the second time, it says, and Jesus stood still. Good God Almighty. To think that there's something that you could do that would stop God in mid-motion, that would make God stop and notice you. He hollered until he got God's attention. And the Bible said he stood still. Stop all activity and focused in on the blind man. You got to understand that there is a cry that will get God's attention. Let me give you just a metaphor, just a simile, just a comparison, just a parabolic expression that will help you to focus on what I'm trying to say. If you have children, you know, children can be noisy. They're always hollering about something. They're hollering when they're playing like we are. They holler when they're fighting. They holler all the time. And after you've gotten used to having kids, there is a scream that you can hear and keep right on talking on the telephone. Because you know that's just Helen acting crazy. Shut up, girl. Don't you hear I'm on the phone? There is a scream that you keep on cooking dinner.
Sorry, folks, we got a little bit of time left, not hardly, but that was a great sermon by T.D. Jakes. I hope that motivates you. We're going to go ahead and finish it off tomorrow, real early. Same time, I hope you all enjoy this. Lord Father, please bless those that was listening to the show today, and let them be blessed. And glorify them in your blood and cleanse them. Those that's not saved, let them be saved in your